喂，昆达之音，服务员叶林英。各位尊敬的复线者，大家早上好。今天是2019年2月15日，星期五。今天继续跟我亲爱的 Cover China 妈妈给我们讲超然的加方哥的早会，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay, what verse?
The verse will be chapter 9, verse number 23.
Jaya Radha Namaha Sanja Bihaha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja BiharaGopi Jana Balava Iribadana Gopi Jana Balava Iribadana Nishona Nandana Gopi Jana Nishona Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Ramona Tira Racha Yamona Tira Racha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaliha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 All right, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Chapter 9, text 23.
加梵歌第九章第二十三十节。
Yay.
Yay.
Api,
Api,
Devata,
Devata,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Yajante,
Yajante,
Shradayan Vita,
Shradayan Vita,
Tepi,
Tepi,
Mam,
Mam,
Eva,
Eva,
Ponteya,
Ponteya,
Yajante,
Yajante,
Abidi,
Abidi,
Purvakam,
Purvakam,
Yanya Devata Bhakta, Yajanti Shadayan Vita, Tepi Mami Vakonteya, Yajanti Abidi Purvakam, Yepi Anya Devata Bhakta, Yajanti Shadayan Vita, Tepi Mami Vakonteya,Yajantya Vidhi Purvakam. Okay, the word for word.
四对字。
Yay.
Yay.
Those who.
什么什么的。
be.
Be.
Also.
Yeah.
안냐.
안냐.
Of other.
其他的。
Devata.
Devata.
God.
当事人。
Bhakta.
Bhakta.
Devotees.
奉献者。
Yajante.
Yajante.
Worship.
崇拜。
Shraddhaya Anvitam.
Shraddhaya Anvita.
With faith.
我满怀信心。
Take. They.
他们。
Api. Also.
Yeah.
Mom. Me.
我。
Eva.
Eva.
Only.
只是。
Kunteya.
Kunteya.
Son of Kunti.
Kunti 的儿子。
Yajanti.
Yajanti.
They worship.
他们崇拜。
Avitipurvakam.
Avitipurvakam.
In a wrong way. Om Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Hum Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunath Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavari Paschachade Satarane Namo Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Panchatatmakam Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Tvishe Namaha. Panchatatmaka Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vatadam Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Visha Banu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Yeah. So, we often have experience of trying to do something, thinking, you know, but it doesn't work because we're doing it the wrong way.
我们有时候都会有这样的体验，就是我们试着去做一些努力，去完成一些工作，但是呢，我们怎么也不能完成这个工作的原因是这个方法做错了。
Like sometimes we think we're going to help somebody, but what we do, they don't like it because we don't know what they want or we don't know what's wrong with them.
就比如说有的时候呢，我们就特别想帮助别人，但是呢。帮来帮去呢，人家不喜欢我们所帮的这个方式，原因是由于我们根本就不知道人家问题出在哪儿了，人家的想法到底是什么。
So in this case, you know, everybody wants to worship the Supreme Lord, but if they don't know who the Supreme Lord is or how to do it, then they won't succeed.
所以说呢，每个人其实都想要去崇拜至尊主，但是他如果要是不知道至尊主是谁以及怎么去崇拜他的话，那他这个崇拜也是不能成功的。
So they may be worshiping the demigod with great faith, thinking, but they don't understand that it's really Krishna because the demigod cannot give you anything without Krishna's sanction.
所以说呢，他也许可能是满怀着信心的去崇拜半神人，但事实上呢，这个半神人在没有 Krishna 的训令之下是不可能赐给你任何的东西的。
And in the mode of passion, people don't always even worship demigods. They worship just some rich man or some great famous person or something.
但是在激情形态下的人，甚至于连半神也不会去崇拜，他可能也就会去崇拜一些有权有势的人。
But whatever we get is ultimately has to come from Krishna.
但是无论我们得到了什么，终于来说呢，这些东西都是从 Krishna 那里来的。
Nobody can give us anything, so we should always be thankful to Krishna no matter for whatever we get.
所以呢，无论我们得到了任何一个东西，其实我们内心总是要对 Krishna 去表达我们的谢意，因为除了 Krishna 之外，没有任何一个人可以把任何东西给我们。
So we may love our family, our love.But that's good. We should love our family.
那我们也许可能会爱我们的家人，这个挺好，我们就应该去爱我们的家人。
We should love everyone, actually.
我们事实上应该去爱所有的人。
But naturally, someone has maybe special affection for their family unless they're, you know, super renounced people.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Naturally, we have affection for the family, except...
Okay.
Some people are so renounced that they have, they're equal to everyone.
Okay, 除非有些人他从本性上就是特别的气绝的，所以说呢，他本性上好像就特别的爱所有的人，但是大部分的人呢，都是本性上是爱自己家人的。
So, but we should have more love for Krishna because Krishna is giving us.Whatever, the family, or the money, or the job, or whatever it is that we like, our country, it's all given to us by Krishna, so our real love should ultimately be for Krishna.
但是呢，我们真正的终极的这个爱呢，是应该给予 Krishna 的，因为无论我们有什么，无论是我们的家人，我们的金钱，我们的工作，我们的房子，我们所有的这一切，其实都是 Krishna 所给予我们的。
So when we're doing everything for Krishna, then it benefits everyone.
所以如果我们要是为 Krishna 而做事的话呢，那么他就能够去让所有人获益。
The examples in this purport, and it's so many times that the tree, you have to water the root.
那在今天的这个诗节的要旨里面呢，我们也看到了很多次被提及的这个例子。就是我们要是去给树浇水的话呢，就应该给树根浇水。
But even that we have to do properly. If someone give too much water, then that won't help the tree either.
但是呢，就即便是给树根浇水这件事情，我们也得是做得对才行。因为如果要是给树根浇水浇太多了的话，树也是没有好处的。
Like when we're taking care of Tulsi, and you have to have good soil.
比如说如果我们要是照顾突袭的话我们这个土就必须得是好土。
So, you know, many things. So to worship Krishna, we have to learn how to worship Krishna.
所以呢有很多的细节我们如果要是去崇拜 Krishna 的话我们就得去学着到底怎么崇拜 Krishna 呀。
So here I would think Krishna is referring to, you know, many people, they worship the demigod thinking, well, all the gods are the same. There's...
那么在这里面所要跟我们提到的就是有很多人呢他会去崇拜半神人而且他们会觉得有很多神而且神都是一样的。
You can worship any of the so-called, but the demigods are not the supreme
你可以去崇拜很多的这些神，但是呢，泛神人们他们并不是至尊的。
They're the devas.
他们只是半神人们。
Shiva is called Mahadeva.
Shiva, 主 Shiva 被称为叫 Mahadeva.
He's the greatest of all the devas.
那么所以呢，他是在众半神人之中的最棒的那一位。
But he's not the greatest.
但是呢，他并不是最伟大的那一位。
Krishna is called Devadeva.
Krishna 被称为是 Devadeva.
He's the god of the gods.
对呢，他是神中之神。
So the demigods, they worship Krishna.
所以呢，这些半神人们，他们也崇拜 Krishna.
They worship Krishna. And
他们崇拜。
Say, like, Lord Brahma's prayers, he talks about Krishna.
不是。比如说像主 Brahma 他的祷文里面呢就会讲述关于 Krishna 的崇拜
Govinda Madhi Purusham、right? I worship Govinda the original
Govinda Madhi Purusham 我会崇拜主 Govinda 原初的主
And Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam you know Krishna's the original
Krishna 是最原初的
Even of all the other incarnations From all the other incarnations, Krishna is the original.
即便是有其他的那些化身们，但是在众化身之中 ，Krishna 他也是最原初的那一位。
But Krishna appears in many different incarnations because as devotees, they want to worship different.You know, moods, different places, different forms of the Lord.
And
in the relationship, so Krishna takes all these other different incarnations.
Krishna, 他之所以会展现出各种各样不同的化身的原因呢，是因为人们他们是希望不同的情形之下，在不同的这个关系之中。按照自己和 Krishna 的这种关系、这种喜好去崇拜他，所以 Krishna 他才会去展现成各种各样的化身。
And of course, they serve different purposes.
那当然，他们也是怀着不同的目的去服务的。
But usually it's the same purpose, and they just do in different ways. Krishna, Sadunam, Vinashaya, Jaduskitam. They come to kill the demons and help the devotees.
那通常来说呢，他们的目的都是一个，只不过呢，他们是按照不同的方式去做的。他们来到这个地方，他们以化身前来是为了要保护奉献者和斩杀恶魔。
Because usually killing the demon is helping the devotees because the demons are making trouble.
那么通常来说呢，杀死恶魔就会帮助奉献者，因为恶魔总是在捣乱。
Like Kapsa, you know, he wouldn't allow any yagya, he wouldn't allow the Brahmins to do any kind of yagyas for Krishna or anything.
Who is that?
Kamsa.
Oh, 那比如说像 Kamsa, 那么 Kamsa 呢，他就不想让这个婆罗门们去做对主的祭祀的崇拜。
So there were no sacrificial fires or anything.
所以说呢，就没有任何的这个祭祀的火。
But as soon as he was dead, the fires just lit up automatically.
但是呢，当康萨一死呢，这个祭祀之火呢，立刻自动的就点燃了。
Or that King Vaino in Bhagavatam, you know, he also said, "You have to only worship me, the king, not the Vishnu."
那在圣殿摩迦瓦坛里面的贝诺王他也是这么说的就是不要去崇拜 Vishnu 你只要崇拜我
So when Krishna eliminates those demons then the devotees are very happy because then they can freely worship Krishna
所以说当 Krishna 斩杀了这些恶魔之后呢奉献者就特别的开心因为他们可以自由自在的去崇拜 Krishna 了
So we learn from scripture and guru and sadhu, you know, how to do that.
所以呢，我们从古儒经典和圣人那里去学习怎么去进行崇拜。
Even how to worship the demigods, because the the proper worship of a demigod, first you offer everything to Vishnu, and then you give the demigod the remnants.
以及我们学着怎么去正确的崇拜半神人，因为当我们在崇拜半神人的时候呢，首先我们的这个祷文呢也是供奉给主 Vishnu 的，然后呢再把供奉获得寄予给予半神人们。
Because the demigods are devotees and they want Krishna prasadam.
因为半神人们都是主 Krishna 的奉献者，所以呢他们希望能够得到供奉给 Krishna 的 prasadam。
So this example is from the Bhagavatam about the root of the tree, and Prabhupada refers to it many times because it's just a natural thing.
那么在圣典《般若瓦坛》里面呢，就有关于树根的这个例子。那么因为这是一个非常自然的一件事情，所以呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 呢就反复的在引述这个例子。
Just like food has to go in your stomach.And then the stomach will distribute it to the rest of your body.
那么就好像食物一定要进入到胃，然后呢，这个胃呢，再把这个食物的营养给派到身体的各个部位。
Prabhupada, you can't take the rasgulla and just put it in your hand, you know.
如果我们要是想吃 rasgulla 这个甜品的话呢，我们可能不能够就是把它给喂到手里面，让手来吃。
So you'll just smash it, you know, it's useless.
如果要是用手来吃的话呢，你就只能够把它给弄得乱七八糟的。可是呢，是没有办法真的吃进去的，弄得乱七八糟。
You have to put it in your mouth and then it goes into your stomach.
所以呢，你必须呢要把这个 rasgulla 给放到你的嘴里面，然后呢，通过嘴进入到胃。
So like medicine, you have to...If the stomach is no good, then the rest of the body will suffer.
那所以说呢，这个吃药也是，如果要是胃不能够很好的去消化这个药的话呢，那么这个身体的其他的部位也会受苦的。
So we have to take care of the stomach.
所以呢，要好好的照顾我们的胃。
That's right. Not eat too much.
别吃的多。
Stomach disease is a very, very, you know, common thing. You know.
胃病是一个非常普遍的。
Anyway, this is a very simple idea, but.We're trying to worship Krishna, but we're doing it in the wrong way.
无论如何呢，这是一个很简单的一个道理。但是呢，我们是在试图着要去崇拜 Krishna， 但是我们做的方法就错了。
And we need to, whatever we do, we need to know how to do it.
而且无论我们做什么，我们都首先要了解怎么去做这件事情。
Okay, so today is the disappearance day of Ramanuja.
那么今天呢是 Ramanuja Chara 的隐迹日。
So Ramanuja is very, very important personality in history.
那么在历史上呢 ，Ramanuja Chara 呢是一位非常重要的人物。
And his life is, he was more than 1,000 years ago.
他是在一千多年以前的一位人物。
It's called Ramanuja, means he's supposed to be the incarnation of Lakshman.
他之所以被称为 Ramanuja, 也就是说呢，应该是 Lakshman 的一位化身。
The follower of.Ram.
Sorry, Marge. He's follower of Ram, right?
Yes.
那么 Ramanuja 也就意味着他是主 Ramachandra 的追随者。
So he People were suffering very much because there was.
Because of, sorry, Maharaj, I cannot hear you well.
There was, the Maya body had really taken over. Yeah.
那么当时呢，人们都在受苦的原因呢，是 Mayavadi 啊占领了上风。
So from childhood, he even, you know, he would criticize his teachers that they were impersonal.
那 Ramanujacharya 当他还是一个小孩的时候呢，他就会去批评他的非人格主义的老师。
Yeah.The teacher actually got very frustrated.
然后这老师呢就觉得特别的沮丧。
Made a plot to kill him.
所以这老师呢就设计要想杀死 Ramanuja.
They were going to go on a pilgrimage somewhere very far away.
他们呢要去到一个特别远的朝圣的地方。还写下了很多的书籍。
So his life is recorded very much. He's a Sri Sampradaya.
那么Ramanujacharya 的一生呢被 Sri Sampradaya 的这条使徒传系给记录了下来。
They worship, you know, especially Lakshmi.
那么他们特别的崇拜是对 Lakshmi 的崇拜。
And Narayan.
还有对主哪样对主哪样的崇拜。
Then still very, you know, big in South India, big following.
而且呢就是他们的这种崇拜呢现在在南印度还是非常的盛行的有很多的追随者。
And of course, and they're very, we have good relations, ISKCON, good relations.
Who has, you mean?OK, 那么 ISKCON 和 Sri Sampradaya 有很好的关系。
So, Lord Chaitanya spent time with them in South India.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度的时候呢，就会和他们一起联谊。
And, of course, there's many...Interesting pastimes.
那当然了，这里面有很多的非常有意思的逍遥时光。
One time he was walking with some disciples.
那有一次呢，他在和一些门徒一起散步。
And he threw some Mahaprasada in the pond.
In the what? In where?
In a little lake.
OK, 那后来呢 ,Opang, 那然后呢他就向一个小湖一个小池塘里面扔了一些 prasadam.
And, some fish ate it.
一些鱼就吃了这个 Mahaprasadam.
And the disciples were watching and that fish had ate the Mahaprasadam of Ramanuja. Suddenly came out of the water of the forearm form and went to the Vaikuntha.
门徒呢就看着池塘里面的一条鱼他吃掉了 Ramanujacharya 的 Mahaprasada, 然后呢这条鱼呢就从这个池塘里面就跳了出来并且呢展现出了一个形象然后这个形象呢就回到了 Vaikuntha.
So the disciples were amazed to see that.
所以呢，看到这个场景的这个门徒呢，就为此而大为惊叹。
He said that's the power of Mahaprasada.
他说这就是 Mahaprasada 的力量所在。
And they said, but we're eating that Mahaprasada every day, but not happening to us like that.
但是为什么我们每天都在荣耀 Mahaprasada， 可是我们怎么就没有发生这样的事情呢
？Ramanuja said that's because you make offense.
那 Ramanujacharya 说呢，这原因就是由于你在有冒犯。
Your mind speculates about things.
因为你的心意呢一直在推敲着各种各样的事情。
So, but that fish is not like that. They don't have that capacity.
但是呢，鱼却不是这样，因为鱼它没有这个去推敲猜测的能力。
So that way he was instructing them.
所以呢 ，Ramanujacharya 就有这样的方式去训导他的门徒们。
Another time they wanted to know how they could understand his instructions. They said, when...
那有一次呢，他们就想知道怎么去能够理解 Ramanujacharya 给他们的训示。
So he told them, you go nearby, there's a tailor shop, and the man, the tailor was blind, deaf.
Okay, 他说呢，你们呢，去附近有一个裁缝店，那么这个裁缝呢，他是聋的。
And Ramanuja told all the disciples to go outside.
然后 Ramanujacharya 让所有的这些门徒们都到外边去。
And somehow by hand signals, you know, he told that man to bow down.
那反正就是用一种方法，这个Ramanujacharya 呢，就用这个手势让这个聋子明白了，让他要向他顶拜。
And the man immediately dandavats.
然后这个人呢，立刻呢就向他五体投地的顶拜。
And so Ramanuja told him, "This is how to, you know, understand the surrender."
然后 Ramanujacharya 就告诉他的门徒们说呢，这个是对于臣服的理解。故事里面讲呢，他的妻子其实根本就没有睡着，他只不过是在装睡。
So they took the things right off her body, the jewelry and everything.
然后呢，这些门徒呢又开始从他的身上去摘下那些他戴在身上的珠宝。
She even rolled over so they could take the other things.
她甚至于让自己的这个身体转过来，转过一个身，好让他们去摘掉她身体那一边所戴的珠宝。
So they got a little afraid she's going to wake up, so they ran out.
那么，但是他们有点害怕，怕他的妻子一下就醒过来了，然后他们就逃跑了。
And then he called this Dhanardas and said, "Now you can go home."
然后呢，他们就对这个 Dhanardas 说，现在你可以回家了。
So you follow him back to the house, he told them.
然后呢，他们就一路追随着 Dhanardas 回到了家里面。
And see how he responds, you know, when he finds out that all this jewelry was stolen.
那想看看他就是发现家里面的这些珠宝都被偷了以后，他是什么样的反应。
He was a famous wrestler before he was very rich.
那么他曾经以前呢是一个很有名的一个摔跤手。
So he saw her and he said, "Why jewels are only on one side?"
那然后呢，他看到就是这个这个人看到他妻子样子的时候就问，他说为什么你的这个身体只能就是只戴了一边的这个首饰啊。
She said some brahmanas came, they must have been very, very poor, so they were thieving. So, I was lying awake chanting japa, but, they came and took all the ornaments from one side.
他说呢，就是当时呢有一些特别穷的这些婆罗门，他们到咱们家里边来了。那当时呢，我正在这个躺在 she's lying one side for chanting japa or
she was lying down chanting but she wasn't sleeping.
Okay. 他说呢，当时我正躺在床上正在念诵，没睡着。但是他们来了以后呢，他们就把我身体的带着的一边的这些珠宝呢就给偷走了。
And then he told her, "You're still an illusion." You're thinking this is my jewels, and I will give them away.
然后他又对他的妻子说呢，他说其实你现在啊还是处在一种虚幻之中。那么你觉得好像这些都是我的 珠宝，所以呢，我要把这些珠宝都给予别人。
And she said, "Yeah, that's true. I hope I can get them free from illusion."
然后他的妻子说，的确如此。那么我希望能够从这种幻象中挣脱出来。
So he told his brahmanas, you know, the next day.
所以第二天的时候呢，他就和这些婆罗门们说。
You're all learned scholars.
那你们大家。
Proud of that you're brahmins.
他你们大家都是非常的博学的学者，而且呢，你们也非常的骄傲自己是一位婆罗门。
So who is better?
所以说谁
？Which man are you?
那么是谁更好一些呢？是他们呢，还是你呢
？Because the other day they were all sleeping and he mixed up all their clothes.
因为在第二天的时候呢，就是。They are the disciples of Ramanujacharya, right?
Yeah. So that morning when they woke up,、they were all bewildered and blaming each other. You took my clothes. Who do you think you are?
Yeah. 那么那个就是这个but who mixed all of the clothes? It's the disciple of
Ramanuja had somebody mix them up.
Okay. 那然后呢，这个Ramanujacharya 呢，就让一个人呢，就把他。但是在这会儿的时候呢，他就说
，Mark,
who is this person?
Yeah, he said, if you tell anyone, you go to hell.
Yeah. I mean, who is this one? Who is this? I'm a little bit confused.
But he didn't tell it to everybody.
Sorry, Maharaj. I haven't translated because I'm a little bit confused about who is this person.
It doesn't matter. Some other guru's name doesn't matter.
Okay. 那么就是无所谓这个人是谁了。就是这个人呢，他告诉人家说呢，就是这个曼陀罗呢，你不能给别人。通常来说呢，我们得到了曼陀罗以后呢，会把这个曼陀罗给别人的。但这会儿呢，他就说不要把这个曼陀罗给别人。
What he did.
但是他做了什么呢
？It was his disciples, and he said, "If anybody, you know, wants to follow me, they can follow, and I'll teach them these things."
他只是说呢，就是他任何能追随我的人变成我的学生的人，我才会把这个曼陀罗给别人。
So somehow this other guru thought that he had freely distributed this mantra.
但是呢，不知道怎么回事呢，其他的 guru 就觉得呢，他应该去自由的去派发这个曼陀罗。
So Ramanuja said, "I didn't give out the secret.
I didn't give up to.
I didn't just.Give it to everybody.
Okay, 那然后 Ramanujacharya 呢就说okay, 就是 Ramanujacharya 的这位 guru 让他不要把这个曼陀罗给任何人。然后 Ramanujacharya 就说呢，我并没有把这个曼陀罗给任何人。
But he said, even if I did, I would go to hell, but all the others would get liberated, so that's all right.
因为当时 guru 说呢，你如果是把这个曼陀罗给别人的话呢，那你就得进地狱。然后人们都这样唱着说呢，但是如果我要真的把这个曼陀罗给别人的话，那么我要是下了地狱的话呢，那么其他的人也都能够上天堂了。
Then the guru was very amazed by that and embraced him.
然后当 guru 听到人们都这样的回答之后呢，他就非常的为之惊讶，然后呢，他就大大的拥抱了人们都这样唱着。
So he traveled everywhere preaching his.Teachings.
Ramanujacharya 四处的游走去传播他的教导。
One time, a big pundit.
Okay, 那我们可以在这个网上找到很多的关于 Ramanujacharya 的图片。
But for us, I guess.The main thing we should learn is from him is this Vaishnava Seva, his service to the devotee.
但是呢，我们要从 Ramanujacharya 那儿学到的最主要的 东西呢，就是 Vaishnava Seva 去服务奉献者们。
Okay.
Yes.
Because that's what we.
Sorry, that's what.
This is very important.
因为这个非常非常的重要。
We have a tendency to want to be served or to think this devotee is not good, and what should, you know, we get a lot of questions about.
、
what to do when we see a devotee not acting properly and things like that.
那么就是说，如果我们一直就是比较困惑着到底该怎么做，然后再去想着这个奉献者他可能他的行为不端，他的这个做法不对的话，那这个其实也是挺打动我们的。
But we should be thinking, you know, how can I serve the devotee?
因为我们脑子里面应该想的是我们怎么去服务这位奉献者。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Sorry, Maharaj, 你要说话是吗？
对对对，我
但是
我会
Sandimaji has a question.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Sandimaji, 我咋听不见您说话了呢？I think she's trying to deliver the message either through the water message or through the
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 听见了。
听见了哈，是这样，就是。我们在这个服务奉献者或者是服务这个聆听导师的时候，我们都有这个愿望去服务，但是当我们的就是各方面的条件不是很充分的时候，比如我们的接待的房子呀，然后我们的经济
Sorry, Maharaj, I see Sanimaji is, okay. Sanimaji said that we do have a Chinese pamphlet about Ramanujacharya. So we do have the Chinese information.
Okay, well, read that.
那所以因为我们有一个中文的小册子是关于 Ramanujacharya 的，所以 Maharaj 说请大家一定要读一读。
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.瓦昆泰之音，福为聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢高真人 Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述，非常非常感谢所有的奉献者的耐心的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中呢度过一个非常美妙的周五。谢谢 Sadhi Maharaj， 谢谢大家 ，Hare Krishna。